RaceDayUSA.com's NHRA weekly update, hosted by Mike Haig. Make sure to invite people to visit both RaceDayUSA.com and TrackMacRadio.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to RaceDaySanAntonio.com and TrackSmackRadio.com. This is Mike Haig. I'm the motorsports writer and editor of RaceDaySA.com and co-host at TrackSmackRadio.com. And the 2023 NHRA Camping World Drag Racing Series season has kicked off and is off and running now. We just had a big race this past weekend at Gainesville Raceway. It was the 54th annual Amelie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals, and boy, did we have some great racing in Gainesville, Florida this past weekend. Mike Salinas took the win in Top Fuel. Matt Hagen got the win in Funny Car. Troy Coughlin Jr. picks up the win in Pro Stock. And winning his first ever Pro Stock motorcycle race was Gage Herrera. Now, today's update is going to feature interviews from the media center from all four of the winners. And I also have some statistics to give out with points and how the racers did this past weekend in Gainesville. So first, we'll start off with Top Fuel. And it was Mike Salinas who won for the first time in Gainesville and the eighth time in his career. He slipped past Steve Torrance in the final round with a 3.700 run at 330.31 miles per hour in his 11,000 horsepower Valley Services dragster. Now, after winning a career best four races last year, Salinas improved upon that as he started out the 2023 racing season. He had great elimination rounds, beating Justin Ashley in the first round, and he took down defending world champion, Brittany Force. Then he knocked off Leah Pruitt in the semifinals. To reach the final round, he ran as quick as 3.669 seconds on race day. So he had just a great run and everything. That Scrappers dragster really looked great on the track, and what a way to start off the 2023 season. So let's, courtesy of the NHRA and Fox, here is the winning run and the call in Top Fuel. Okay,
Rob Flynn and his crew look on to Mike Salinas, the Top Fuel final of the Gators. Torrance is out first, and it's Mike Salinas. He ran around him 370 at 330. He beat him by 28 ten-thousandths of a second.
Mike Salinas, his eighth career Wally, is going to go into his hands. And Mike, I talked to you to kick off this weekend, and we talked about being able to live the dream. And you said you knew what that moment meant to you. That is your eighth Wally. Do you believe it yet?
No, honest to God, it's get a little emotional because this thing, we've worked so hard to get here, got a great team. It's just amazing. It's surreal. I go home and I watch this stuff on TV, and it's hard to believe it's me doing it, you know. Pleasanton Ready Mix, Adams Pools, Platinum Logistics, Valley Services, Valley Recycling, Pacific Coast. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right there. That's Mike Salinas there. Very, very happy, very emotional as well. Now, we also caught up with Mike in the media center. Here's what Mike had to say after the race.
We're joined in the media center following the 54th annual Amelie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals by our Camping World Series Top Fuel winner, Mike Salinas. Mike started the race in the number eight qualifying position. First win at Gainesville, eighth of his career, and he advanced to the final round in the All-Star Call-Out. Had a great weekend, Mike, and actually had a couple double-up races. Your round one opponent, Justin Ashley, was a reprise of a call-out race. The second round, you battled against the world champion, Brittany Force, and put her on the trailer for the first time in 2023. Leah Pruitt was your victim in the semifinals, and Steve Torrance in the final round. That is a good day at the office for the Scrappers Racing team. Walk us through your race day.
So basically, we were testing here before. We came a few weeks before testing. We left Pomona. We were pretty disappointed with Pomona. So on the off season, basically, I told my guys, you got a long off season. I need you to go find me some horsepower, find me some mile an hour, and let's not talk until time to go racing. Don't care what you do, how you do it, find it. And evidently, they found it. We came and we did some testing, amazing numbers. And the track wasn't good enough to run them this weekend, But in testing, we did some phenomenal numbers that are world record numbers. So we knew we had something really good for the class. But one thing I will tell everybody in this room and everybody that could hear me, this top fuel thing this year, Justin Ashley, first class kid, great team. They are no joke. You can't play with them. Brittany, most people would shake and freak out with her. I mean, she is awesome. This year is going to be some of the best racing I thought last year was. There are no give-me's. I was on the latter side that I was like, whew, I hope I make it through first round. Hope I make it through second round. Hope I make it through third round. You know what? Steve and I, we've been jousting for years. Let's see what we can do with him, and let's have some fun with it. But our car was very consistent. Rob and Aaron Cave, they did a great job with the car. And it's just runs were nice. They were clean. I'm real relaxed in the car. And I'm just having a great time, to be totally honest with you. But I will tell you, when we won, I'm like, are you kidding me? Because it's so hard to come by.
Let's open it up to members of the media. We're going to start out with Phil Burgess from NHRA National Dragster.
So we were on the bad lane. We were on the bad lane, basically, for the call. If you're on the, yesterday, the right lane was amazing. Left lane was not good at all. Today, the right lane was amazing also. So what we had to do is, so think of it this as a driver. Okay, I'm trying to cut a good light. I'm trying to look shallow stage. I have to get lane choice for the next round. So every run. For a guy like me that's not that great on the lights sometimes, I've got to get back into this game. I got round choice, lane choice every round. That was the difference. And this is the way we were taught how to, by my previous crew chief, you plan to do these things and you know where you're going. Getting lane choice over Brittany for me was a big deal. That kid is good. And she's no joke. She's a world champion. And, you know, then I get to play with Steve in the last one. And it... I'm telling you guys, they threw me to the lions, and I, you know, just put your guard up and battle them one at a time.
Did you see him out there a ways going down there?
Honestly, I drove my car to the 1320 because I wasn't stopping. Every run, my crew chief says, you know, you got to, you know, stop that. But we've every run I drove it to the 1320, and I'm not supposed to. But I just, to be honest with you, the car was so good. I could hear some of them coming, and I could hear Steve, but... The car was just amazing today. It was just perfect.
Bobby Bennett, Competition Plus.
So you told the guys you gave them a blank checkbook, told them to go do what, and you didn't want to talk to them. Now, knowing you, I don't think you're a micromanager, but you're a guy who gets excited about stuff. So how hard was it to keep from calling them when you had that excitement building for the new season to hear all the good stuff?
Well, the other part of this, I didn't give him a blank check. So if you want to stay out here, you have to wash your panties and wash your P's and Q's with everything you do. So my goal was what we were lacking, it really didn't take money. It took ability. Dig deep, find out. Rob Flynn has it. Aaron Cave has it. They came up with some amazing stuff for the car this year, and I think we're going to run really hard all year long. And I didn't call them. So when you get a repairman to come to your house to fix a sink, why would you tell him how to do it? Why would I hire that man to do a job? Why would I tell him how to do it or even stick my nose in there? I don't even go in there. I don't even know what they're going to do. I walk in, tell them good morning. They tell me it's time to warm up the car. Leave people alone. Make sure they're happy. Let them do their job. That's what we're coming through. All of our guys, just leave people, let them do their jobs, you know?
Not so much the micromanaging, but getting excited about it.
I actually wished, prior to this day, I wished we had another month because we were so busy with business that I blocked racing out. And on the flight over here for testing, I didn't want to come. We have so much going on back home that it's like, this we shouldn't be out here right now. I need one more month. And we came out, jumped in the car, first round testing. I got, and I'm like, whoa, I'm hooked again. Let's go.
Josh Hatchett, NHRA.
Mike, you mentioned
Well, here's what I will tell you. The guys in the top field class, we are fighting with the best in the world. And some of them have funding that is unsurpassed all of us. Look what Doug ran in him eliminations. I mean, those are no joke numbers. I mean, these guys, you better have your A game. You better come to fight with them. But here's what I will tell you. They're all beatable. They are all beatable if you control yourself, maintain your composure, and your people and your crew do their job. And just it's kind of special when you have what we have right now. We've had this for the since Rob came on. He brought a calm to our deal, and the guys just love him. And he's so soft-spoken, but he does carry a big stick, and we just saw it today.
Next question, Dujane Bland.
We thought we were going to run a 67, to be honest with you. We really did. We really did. It ate through the clutch. So we figured that run would be a 67. And on the final, I think I went in a little deep. It should have been a 69 or 68. And because we just know our car with the track that was, we were just very comfortable with what we're doing. And it's literally, Rob doesn't tell me what we're going to run, but I know. I think I went in a little bit deeper than I should have on that run. I had never looked at the slip, but that car should have ran 68s and 69s all day long. Because we run a 66, right? First round, a 66, and we actually thought that would be a 64. So, bad for them. They got to work on the clutch thing a little bit more.
Thank you. Mighty Mac, go ahead.
Well, just like anything, you do not ever forget where you come from and how it worked. Look, Gage won his first race in motorcycle. I soaked that kid. But I pulled him aside and I told him, you are with one of the best teams out here. You're going to do really, really well. Don't you ever, ever forget where you came from or how hard this is. This is stuff people dream of. I've been dreaming of this stuff all my life, and I'm like, I go home, true story. I'll sit there and I'll watch these races, and after it's over, I don't believe it's me still. I'm like, God dang, it's like there's two different people, but it is cool. What we do is we continue to grow. I'm growing as a driver. I'm still learning so many different things. These people out here, they've been doing this for years. I'm a businessman. I come and get to go play with them, and I mean, some people taught me how to win. They taught me how to win, and it's a mindset. It's a really positive mindset, and it really helps. You know, it really helps. That's what I would say. You don't forget where you come from, and you appreciate these because these do not come easy. But my daughter has one, and so I have one too now.
Both have won the Gator Nationals. Phil Burgess, NHRA National Dragster. By the way, Gianna, her best day on a pro stock motorcycle. That was tremendous.
Amazing. That kid... when she was coming testing, she was testing with Matt for a few weeks for our family. So that kid went through a lot of things. And for us, watching her pick herself up and just be amazing on that bike. So I told her every run, relax, ride the bike like you walk, and you're going to the store for ice cream. Store's on the other side of the track. Go get some ice cream. Relax and have fun. And that's what that kid... She's going to the semifinals, and I go, you good? She goes, I'm going to go get some ice cream. I'm good. That's it. And it was, for her, she's only been through first round, except that one time where everybody, these rounds that she won, Matt Smith is no joke, and he didn't give it to her. I'm guaranteeing you, that family does not give anything away. When she raced Matt Smith, she cut 17 light on him. And he goes, when they got back to the trail, he goes, maybe I'm teaching you too good. You know? And in the semifinals, her hand rolled off the throttle just a little tiny bit. So it would have been a better run, but she's on heaven right now. And I think she's going to do really well, and we're going to support her and do the best, very best we can with her.
Amazing. Phil Burgess.
You showed them all the way home today.
No, you know what? The true story, what I do out here, I didn't know where I qualified. I don't care where I qualified as long as I'm in 16. I got to go through them all anyway. I don't care who I race. I don't know who I race until I get in the lanes. And I just, to be honest with you, Mr. Magoo, I don't care. I don't care. You know, I want to go race. I want to have fun. And I'm not really racing them. I'm racing myself. That's where we as drag racers make these mistakes because Brittany's been 34s, 40s. She cut two 34s on me. I don't forget that. And she still cut a good light on me. And I wasn't good on, I sucked on the lights today, but my car made up for it. Oh, guaranteed. Guaranteed. Yeah, we're going to have fun. But we won Phoenix last year, and our car runs good there. And if the driver comes to work, I think we're going to have a great year because we didn't stop thinking about this stuff. We didn't have an off season as far as, you know, all my guys, they eat, sleep, and drink this stuff. And it's just they're so dedicated. It's pretty amazing.
Final thought, reflect on the switch to Gainesville for the first race of the season. It was a big change, and it delivered.
Did you see the overhead view of the crowds? It was amazing. It was perfect because the weather everywhere else is awful. And so we did good. And here's the other part. I want to thank NHRA for saving us fuel money, running back and forth. You're running 5, 6, 7 trucks. That's $3,000 to $6,000 a truck. That adds up. And so and we have three here, actually five. We have five trucks here. So, you know, I mean, 6 times 5, $30,000, you know, it hurts. We can put it in the car. We can do it other things. So it's going to be nice. It'll be refreshing to go around. So somebody in NHRA was a good weatherman, and I actually like it. It gave us an extra 3 weeks, roughly, 3.5 weeks, and it was good.
Mike, congratulations on your Gator Nationals victory. Go celebrate.
And there you go. That's Mike Salinas, winner of the Top Fuel race in Gainesville. Now, after one race now, Mike Salinas is the points leader. He has 115 points. He leads Steve Torrance, who's sitting in second. Doug Coletta is third. Leah Pruitt is fourth. Brittany Force is fifth. Antron Brown is sixth. There's a tie for seventh with Austin Prock and Tony Shoemaker. Clay Milliken is ninth. And in 10th place is Josh Hart. Now, next up is Funny Car, and how about it? Matt Hagan, winner of last year's race at Gainesville, he drove to a huge victory in the final round on Sunday. Now, Hagan powered to a 3.926 second run at 329.34 miles per hour in his 11,000 horsepower Dodge Direct Connection Charger SRT Hellcat. Now, he won the Gator Nationals for the second straight season. Both Hagan and also J.R. Todd posted identical reaction times on the starting line. But it was J.R. Todd who ran into trouble late in the run, and Hagan ended up picking up his 44th career win. Now, Matt got to the finals on Sunday by defeating Tim Wilkerson, Bob Tasca, and Alexis DeJoria, making three straight runs in the 380s to reach the final round. Now, he also went his entire career without winning in Gainesville, but now he's a three-time world champ, and he has back-to-back wins at this historic racetrack. Now, courtesy of Fox Sports and the NHRA, here's what Matt had to say after the race.
Year in and year out, the man is normally near the top of the heap for getting off the starting line. They matched each other, 0-54 on both sides. Todd's car spins the tires and explodes. 392.6 at 329 miles an hour. Matt Hagan has gone back-to-back at the NHRA Amalie Oil Gator Nationals and Nitro Funny Car, and Todd gave it his all and blew it up.
Well, Matt, you gave your team owner Tony Stewart his first win here, first Wally here last season. You have referenced the Gator National fans all weekend. To pick up this Wally in front of a packed audience, what would you like to say to them?
It's amazing. Thank you guys for the support. We love all of our fans out here. Can't do it without them. But, you know, for this Power Broker Dodge, it's just running strong. Dickie Venerable, happy birthday. My dad's here. My best friend's here. It's just amazing. I mean, I'm in awe with our team right now to come out here and only test for a couple days and be able to turn four wind lights on. It's just, it's awesome. It's cool. Woo! Yeah! Yeah!
And there you go. That's Matt Hagan, winner of the NHRA Funny Car class there in Gainesville on Sunday. Now, we also caught up with Matt in the media center after the race, and here's what Matt had to say.
Joining us here in the media center is Funny Car winner Matt Hagan here at the Gator Nationals at Gainesville Raceway. Matt went 392.6, 329 miles an hour in the final round to beat J.R. Todd in a matchup of the last two winners here at Gainesville Raceway. J.R. won in 2021 to open the season, and then Matt, of course, won last year. Matt, you go your whole career wanting to win this race. You win it last year. Now you win back-to-back. How special was this feeling here
today?
Well,
you know, it's a different feel this weekend because, you know, we usually start in Pomona, and, you know, to be here in Florida on the East Coast, and just to watch the fans pile in here yesterday was just amazing. I mean, I'll wait in traffic 2 hours, 3 hours any day to have that many fans show up and sell out the deal. So hats off to the folks here at the Gator Nats that did promotion and do what they do to, you know, bring these fans in here. And that's like Tony Stewart said, you know, these folks that come out, buy a ticket, be a part of this, make this thing grow. And that's how we're going to grow this sport, you know, and keep this thing alive is our fans and sponsors. And the more fans that are here, the more sponsors that want to be here. So just was excited to see that in qualifying. But, yeah, to win back-to-back Gators, man, and tried pretty much my entire career to just win one, you know, and super special deal, you know. I mean, can't say enough about Dickie Venables. It's his birthday today. Super awesome birthday present, you know. Plan on giving him the trophy, you know what I mean? And it's just one of those things where my guys work so hard. We had our entire team come back from last year, and that's kind of unheard of on a fuel car, you know what I mean? That usually a couple people bounce around or something like that, but Tony creates a work environment where you just want to be here, you want to be a part of it, and you know, and that says a lot, you know, as far as the guys showing up and, you know, being on time and putting a smile on their face and wanting to wrench and, you know, work hard. So I think that had a lot to play into our win and our success this year, is that we had our team from last year and a lot of the guys from past years, you know. But we got a heck of a race car. We got a brand new car, and honestly, it's everything in my area kind of got changed this season. You know, I mean, it fits me better, and I got the steering where I want it and the fuel shut off where I want it and stuff. But, you know, the clutch pedal's different, and the steering box is different, and where we had the steering wheel is different. And so it's been an adjustment, you know. And I was up there trying to hold the pedal in, and my leg was shaking. I was like, we got to change this, you know. But you know, you're just going round through round, and, you know, just going up there and doing your job. And the guys have put a great car underneath me. I mean, the car's running great. It's consistent. It's driving really well. And JR has he got a brand new race car too, and it's a mock-up of our old car from last year, you know. So I knew they were going to have a good car, and he's a great driver. And to face off in the finals like that, I knew it was going to be a good race. And honestly, JR poked out there in front of me, and when you can see someone, it ain't good, you know. So you know, and then something happened over there at him, and we drove around him and turned on the wind light. But just can't say enough about, you know, Dodge and the support they give here with TSR, and, you know, this. You know, Power Broker Funny Car is just running strong. And, you know, we didn't really test that much. We didn't come to pre-testing, you know, where everybody did right the couple days before. And we spent 4 days out here a couple weeks ago and just really dialed the car in, and we felt confident about it. And Dickie was like, we're good. And I felt good about driving it. So we loaded in the box and came back here. So there's a lot to be said about Dickie and his experience and, you know, what he's done so far. I've won I don't know how many races that is now, 44 or something like that, that we've won. And you know, it's just unbelievable. I mean, there's so many guys out there still want to win one Wally, you know, and to have 44 already is pretty cool. But to kick it off with TSR, win, first win of the year, last year was their first win ever, it's a special weekend.
Absolutely. Now, go questions from the media. We'll start with Bobby, and if you have a question, just raise your hand.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's huge. And then thanks, you know, on the Big Fox Network for us to be there and for everything to run smooth. I mean, I know we were pushed in the final there we almost didn't get to warm up, you know, because of the TV slot. But at the end of the day, you do what you got to do to make the round and to get the TV time. But it's huge. I mean, it's a big difference when I sign at the T-shirt trailer, you know, my line versus when Tony signs at the T-shirt trailer. His line's a lot longer, you know what I mean? So people want to be out here. They want to be a part of that. They want to see that. He's great for the sport. And now he's involved in driving in the sport too, not just as a team owner. So I think he's really bit by the bug. And, you know, he's just one of those good dudes, man. He's like a wheel man, you know what I mean? He's like, all right, let's get in there and drive it, you know what I mean? So it takes natural to it. So it's going to be nothing but good things for NHRA, especially if all the folks really rally behind it. I think that they, you know, you don't get a golden goose very often, you know what I mean? And it's kind of, you got to support it, you know what I mean? And you know, and I'm sure Tony's not one to try to take advantage of anything, but he definitely wants to grow the sport. I mean, he spent a whole day out there in Florida a couple weeks ago at, you know, from, you know, crack of daylight till dark, you know, doing media and stuff, trying to promote the sport, which is, you know, the guy don't have 2 hours to himself, you know what I mean? So that says a lot about how much he cares about what we're doing and the investment that he's made out here. So it's big. And then Fox, having us on Fox and being able to win today as a TSR driver is huge. Yeah, I mean, those two guys are great drivers. Ron's a good friend of mine, and, you know, he shoot me a text the other day, just like, hey, man, I ain't heard from you. You hope you're good. Let's go do this, you know. And Robert, I got a lot of respect for him, but it always comes down to, you know, those two and me and a couple other drivers every year, man. I mean, there's never been in the last probably 8 years that I can think of that we haven't had a title shot at it at the last day at the last race, you know. And it just last year we just kind of messed it up with the lane choice and picked the wrong lane, and you know, it's a learning curve, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, I wouldn't trade my guys around for anything, and the calls they make, nine times out of ten they do the right thing, you know. And but you know, Robert, I mean, respect is due there. He won like 8 races. I mean, my hat's off to him. That's incredible to do in funny car. And Ron's kind of snuck in there in the end and pulled down the championship, and when he wasn't even qualified on Saturday, you know what I mean? So it's kind of, you know, or going into Saturday or whatever. So hats off to him too. I mean, those guys, Guido's a great tuner and they did what they did, but you can't count Dickie Venables out, man. I mean, that guy has got so much experience and he's won me so many races and we won championships together. And it's just, we're just always in the thick of it, man. And that's all you can ask for. Oh, really? Yeah, both of them. LA Caps, Force, and Height. I don't know. Maybe one day we might catch Robert, but as far as Force goes, you know, he's going to be the GOAT forever, you know. And Ron's got actually 20 years on me as far as out here driving, you know. So when I think about that, I just like to pick on him that he's old all the time, you know. But no, I mean, you're up there with the respectable amount of folks, and to pass some of these other guys that have been out there doing it, it's an honor, you know, to just even be in that caliber of drivers and people and showmen and class. It's incredible. So it's a huge honor to me to be able to be up there, you know, fourth all-time winning driver. Like I said, I'm going to have to do it, you know, till I'm 200 if I'm going to catch four. So. Yeah, I think Boss Man's happy. I mean, you know, Leah, they really tested a lot. I think they made close to 20 runs in testing, you know, and so that's obviously a lot of money to do that, but it's a lot of time and energy and effort, and to see the car go rounds and her lights be good. And I mean, I think it's just good for the whole group, you know what I mean? And that momentum builds within our team, and we share back and forth, and crew chiefs walk back and forth, and everybody's trying to help everybody out. But I was really excited to see Leah go some rounds today, and the guys were pumped up and our guys were pumped up, and you know, it's just the camaraderie between the two teams is great, and there's a good chemistry there.
Anything else for Matt? Anyone?
Yeah.
Today we had that Fox coverage. We didn't hear also in the NASCAR race. So a lot of NASCAR fans got a good opportunity to see a movie for the first time. What would your message be to those motorsports fans to get on it?
Yeah, you know, if you think NASCAR is cool, you ain't seen nothing. You know what I mean? Like, this is unbelievable. It's the most adrenaline-driven, you know, crazy, loud, you know, break your chest kind of feeling, you know, out there. And everybody asks you, like, what's that like? You know, and when I pitch a new sponsor in a boardroom, you know, and you're telling them all this cool stuff and you got PowerPoint up and it's cool pictures and I'm on fire and all this other stuff, you know, it's just like, it's hard to sell it. But when you get them out here, it's incredible. The experience that they have. No one yet that I know of has walked away from an NHRA event and was like, this ain't cool. Like, everybody is like, oh my gosh, you know, where do I get my tickets for next year? So, you know, like I said, if you're a NASCAR fan and you got to see some of this leading up to the race, it's worth your money to come out here and check this out. You know, put your butt in the seat and experience it, because we can't make your TV rattle and fall on the floor, but we sure can vibrate your entire body while we're here.
Awesome. Anything else for Matt?
So now you go into next event in Arizona and you have two fast
Well, you know, the crew guys are pumped up about that because that's bonus for them, you know, and that's something that they've never, like, you know, get to have during the season, you know, unless we win a race and stuff. So huge, huge for our guys, you know, so they're super excited about that. And I don't know if it's 10 or 15 grand we get to run for, but it's a good chunk of change. And, you know, it's hats off to NHRA to put that together to for these teams to go out here and have a race on Saturday, basically, you know. And our guys, you know, they're already talking about it. I mean, semifinals, they were like, hey, you know, we get to go run for 10 more grand, you know, next week, you know, a couple weeks from now. I was like, dude, we're racing. Like, don't worry about your 10 grand. Like, let's win this trophy. You know what I mean? But I mean, that's how excited they are. You know what I mean? So it's huge, you know, and it goes a long ways for those crew guys and, you know, and for everybody. Money is very motivating and they get a chance to do that. So very, very proud of NHRA to put that together and have an opportunity to do some of that stuff. I think it's going to be a big thing. Yeah, you know, I mean, I you know, trust is earned, right? You know, and it's not given in any way, shape, or form with most stuff that you do in life. And each and every one of those guys on that car has earned my trust. You know, I crawl in that car, know it's put together, right? Know that, you know, if it's a mistake or something happens, it won't happen again, you know, and that they bolted that thing together. And most of the time, it ends up just being parts failure or something like that. My guys very rarely make a mistake. And that's huge because, you know, me and Dickie are probably the biggest variables out there. You know, he's changing stuff and I'm driving different or whatever it may be. And when those guys can put that car together, you know, and you know, it's the same every time, that takes that variable out of that. And it makes his tuning ability a lot better, you know, a bigger window and different things like that. So the confidence we have as a team and keeping it together is huge. You know, and you can't replace that. You know what I mean? Like there's times where, you know, I've had guys come to me and, you know, like, hey, man, I can't make it out here. We got to do something. And you sit down and you figure it out with them because people are important. And one thing with my dad, you know, he owns 42 companies and has over 900 employees. And he's always taught me your people are what make you, you know what I mean? And you keep good people around you and good things will happen. And that's just rung true in life. I mean, especially in my racing career, I've been able to surround myself with some of the best driven, motivated folks in the world. And, you know, and that's why we're so successful. It ain't because I'm a great driver. I just try not to mess it up, you know.
All right. Thanks a lot, Matt. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Great job.
There you go. That's Matt Hagen there again. He's the winner of the Funny Car Race on Sunday at Gainesville Raceway. Now, after one race, the point standings look like this. Matt Hagen leads with 114 points. Then J.R. Todd is in second place with 90 points. Chad Green is third with 73. Alexis DeJoria is fourth. John Forth is fifth. Ron Capps is sixth. Bob Tasca is seventh. Eighth is Robert Height. Cruz Pettergon is in ninth. And there's a tie for 10th place between Blake Alexander, Paul Lee, and Tim Wilkerson. They all have 32 points each. Now, in the Pro Stock class, there was all kind of drama that took place with Erica Enders, the defending champion, going out early in the race. And it was her teammate, Troy Coughlin Jr., who took the victory in the Pro Stock class. It was his first Gators National victory, and he closed out the day with an impressive run that was clocked at 6.637 seconds at 208.71 miles per hour in his Jegs.com White Castle Elite Motorsport Chevrolet Camaro. Now, he beat Mason McGahey there in the final round. It's the third career win for Coughlin, who also qualified number one on Saturday, and he beat Larry Morgan in the first round. Then he beat Derek Kramer in the second round, and then he took down Dallas Glenn in the semifinals, and that set up the matchup with McGahey. Now, Coughlin was also excellent on the starting line, and he cemented his strong start to the 2023 campaign with a big victory on Sunday there at Gainesville. Now, courtesy of Fox Sports and the NHRA, here's what Troy had to say after the race on Sunday.
Two 500 cubic inch V8s about to be spun to some 10,500 RPM. It's the final professional final of the 2023 Gator Nationals. It is Troy Coughlin with a massive starting line advantage, 22-49, and it is Troy Coughlin, 663.7, 208 miles an hour. Troy Coughlin has added to the Coughlin family legacy. It is his third career win and his eighth career final round, a 676 for Mason McGahey in his second career final. Wasn't quick enough to get it finished.
Troy, it's been a weekend surrounded by family. You were holding your daughter at the starting line this morning. Your grandfather's been on the golf cart with you, coming up to the top end to collect you. When you look at holding this Wally today, what made this one possible?
Gosh, you know, my grandfather's here, my dad's here, my wife's here. It's all about family. That's the essence of the sport of drag racing. Just, you know, all the sponsors, Elite Motorsports, WhiteCastleJags.com, just the whole sport of drag racing. You kind of got to be here just to understand it and how awesome the sport really is. So if you're in a city that we're at, you got to be here. And there's just no other excuse. So it's sold out. So come on, get to the track. Let's go.
There you go. That's Troy Coffin Jr. Now, I forgot to mention that McGahey, he reached the final round by knocking off Fernando Cuadra in the first round. Then he took down Kyle Koretsky in the second round. And then he had an impressive round win in the semifinals against five-time world champ Greg Anderson to reach his second final round there to face Troy Coughlin Jr. there on Sunday. Now, we also caught up with Troy in the media center after the race. Here's what Troy had to say. And there you go. That's Troy Coughlin Jr. and another.
Joined in the media center following the 54th Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals by our Camping World Series Pro Stock winner, Troy Coughlin Jr. Troy was our number one qualifier, his third of the career, first at the Gator Nationals, and stormed through the field, taking down Larry Morgan in the first round, Derek Kramer in the second round. He beat Dallas Glenn in the semifinal. In the final round, it was Mason McGahey who fell by the wayside. Troy was able to pick up the victory with a 6.63.7 at 2.08. A tremendous victory, a third career victory, but the first with your grandpa Jeg in the house. Troy, talk about how emotional it was that your grandfather showed up. I think his first race in something like 5 or 6 years, a long amount of time. Your relationship is tremendous to be able to deliver a victory for him.
Well, you know, he's usually behind a screen. So, you know, it's pretty surreal. It's pretty cool. The man that did, pretty much started it all for us as far as the drag racing goes, to have him here on the properties is, excuse my French, but it's pretty badass. It's pretty cool just to see him. He's a legend. You know, it's a guy that started an iconic brand, and an iconic brand with just such neat philosophy with family and excitement, and it's just fun. You know, it adds. You know, when I was driving in here this morning, I thought, you know, when my dad texted me last night, he said, "How am I gonna get him in here?" I'm thinking, it's easy. We'll get him in here. I emailed him a pass, and I was like, man, the Chief's coming today. And it just fired me up, just added like a couple degrees of timing in me. So I was just a little fired up today. First couple rounds didn't show it, but next couple picked it up a little bit. But it's just really exciting. It's an honor to have him here. You know, he's helped me tremendously. He's a once to two times a week phone call, whether it be about business or racing and or life. The guy's just a really good man, and I'm just extremely honored and lucky to have him in my life, and to have him here today is. Tomorrow I may have an even better answer.
I thought that was a great answer. We're going to open it up to questions from members of the media. Dujane Bland, your question for our Pro Stock winner.
Well, at Elite Motorsports, it's a little newer than the Jeg's so-called legacy. It doesn't date back to 1960, but it's really the same type of honor to me. I mean, you look at Erica; she's a five-time world champion, and you're driving for a team that wins championships. So they have that same demeanor when they pull in the gates. They expect to absolutely dominate. They expect to win. And you pull in with that same attitude, 100%. So that's exciting to me. I like that. So it's a great fit. It's really neat. If you like that type of competitive edge, and that's the team for you.
Next question for Troy Conflin Jr. Chris Bishop.
Well, it's definitely exciting to turn four beacons on for our group. You know, it's a feather in our cap, and I think it's a testament to them. You know, it just shows that everybody pulls together and looks at our trials as stepping stones as if we can keep going. You know, no matter what, we got one dog in the fight, and we can push through, and we can look at what errors we had, and we can look towards the future with these errors and build on them. And you know, you look at the issues with the cars that we had, and we could prevent those issues and look at the data and prevent and get stronger.
Bobby Bennett, Competition Plus.
So I'm going to get a little bit sentimental with grandfather being here today. When you were 6 and 7 years old and you envisioned that you would be here one day in the spot where your Uncle Jed was and your dad, how much does that vision from when you were a kid measure up to what you're experiencing today?
A lot like it. I mean, it's pretty much what I watched. I remember watching Jeg win all the time and Pappy being here. I mean, that's who used to back him up from his burnouts and Dad up from his burnouts and Mike and John when they ran the trucks. So, you know, it's just that was normal to me, you know, and that's what Elite is for me now, you know, that what the Coughlin Brothers Racing is. So that's really exciting to me. So, yeah, you know, a lot of my childhood, yeah, it comes rushing back to you when you see him coming up to you, wanting to give you a big hug when you're holding a Wally. Yeah, it's your whole childhood coming rushing back to you, and there's nothing like it. It's hard to describe.
Kevin McKenna, NHRA National Dragster.
Well, I let the clutch out. I just thought, well, hold on. We can make it out of low gear here. Just get there. Try and pull the cogs and try and keep them honest and get there. Just get there. And it worked out.
Courtney Anders, Flow Sports.
The final round kind of shuffled the classes. I was there to witness it, but you guys were late for whatever reason it may be. But I want you to talk about the hustle that happened before the final and everybody stepping in.
Hey, you know, that's Elite Motorsports. That's one big family. And that's probably that is the single coolest thing about it is everybody works together. If one team's out, they're all working together. Everybody's working together. And you're never flustered because you're never super rushed because everybody's always helping each other. And you're always ready. Everybody's working together and you're ready to go. You're never mentally rushed because you know everybody's got it. Everybody's got their position and everybody knows each other's roles and how to help each other and support each other. And they mean it when they help each other too, which is really exciting. And when everybody wins. It's really exciting. It's something to watch. It's fun. It's really a family team. It's a lot like it is truly the closest thing to my family team. Back in the early 2000s and late 90s with John, Troy, Mike, and Jeg. It's exactly what I saw growing up. That's exactly what it was like. All for one, one for all. It was a Coletta mosh pit. It was like that. It was a party. It was a good time.
Mighty Mac, your question.
Oh, I would say come back next year and see it again. Or trying to think where our next closest race would be. I don't know how far Charlotte is from here. Come on up to Charlotte. You know, I'll get them tickets. Hit me up on social media. Let's go. You got to come. It's an emotional sport. It's a family sport. Nothing like it. And in fact, if you have a car you can take it to a local drag strip and race it. However, you cannot take your car to your local NASCAR track or round track, and probably you cannot take it on that track. However, you can take it out there and race street legal and bracket race it, and you can make a little money, too, in the process. That's what's fun.
Bobby Bennett?
You already do. I've watched you on the internet. You got a ring. You can race. You wrote a book. He's got a book out there that I've read like twice.
So you were talking about you let the clutch out. It's gonna make it, you know, make it down. Now, was this weekend about as unpredictable for pro stock as you've seen in a while?
I mean, there's always those races where the track and the weather, it just, you sometimes don't know if you're gonna make it out of low gear, but. You know, with the guys in the crew chief lounge, I have the most faith in the world. You have so much trust and faith in Mark Ingersoll and Tim Freeman, Chase Freeman. He's our newest crew chief. Eric Luzinski. All the guys on my car, Kelly Murphy, Ricky Calloway, Kyle Bates, Jake Harrison, everybody in the engine shop. Gosh, there's so much people at Elite Motorsports. There's so many new faces that have transitioned into roles that, heck, we've got guys coming from Coletta Motorsports that are jumping in on Erica's car. They're doing a fantastic job that are jumping in. And it's exciting. That means we have awesome people training them, showing them how to do this to these 500 cubic inch big block machines that are so precise, and it's hard to run these cars. It's not very simple, let alone to drive them. That's for another day. But to operate them, to work on them, to get them to function, to get them to be consistent, ask Mark Ingersoll or Tim Freeman or those guys or Greg or how easy they are to tune and to be a crew chief, and you'll get a fun answer.
Troy, final question before we let you go. I'd like to hear you reflect on the local community here at Gainesville. Now the first race of the Camping World Series. They showed us love with a sold-out crowd, perhaps a record crowd. Everything was packed. The NHRA decision to change the first race of the season and put it right here in Gainesville, and the kind of love that you got from the fans. Just reflect on our local community and the Gator Nationals as one of the NHRA's crown jewel events.
Well, we have a great sanction. That's for sure. We're very lucky. I felt a ton of love. I mean, what a great crowd response. I mean, it was sold out. I mean, I mentioned that in three or four interviews. I mean, the fans are always a blast here in Gainesville. What a great market. I've always had a blast. Even when I ran the Top Fuel car, it was always a lot of fun to mingle with the fans here. I can't wait to come back. I wish we ran two times here. And I want to come back tomorrow, personally. So I'm excited as heck, and I'm really happy with the change of starting here, and think it was a great decision, and really happy that it sold out, and had a blast.
He is your Pro Stock winner in the Camping World Series, Troy Coughlin Jr.
10 years ago, we did win Super Gas here.
Multi-category winner here at the Gator Nationals.
And there you go. That's Troy Coughlin Jr., winner of the Pro Stock class there Sunday at Gainesville. Now, looking at the point standings after one race, Troy, as you know, is now in the lead with 121 points. Mason McGahey is second with 97 points. Dallas Glenn is third with 77. Greg Anderson sits in fourth with 76 points. Kyle Koreski is fifth with 54. Derek Kramer is sixth with 53, and then there's a tie for seventh between Matt Harford, Jerry Tucker. Ninth is Erica Enders, and then there's a tie for 10th place between Bo Butner and Aaron Stanfield. And last but not least, we can't forget about this great race in the Pro Stock Motorcycle class where Gage Herrera picks up the win, making an all-star weekend there with the dominating performance in the final round. He took his Vance and Hines Mission Foods Suzuki and beat Angie Smith with a winning run that was clocked at 6.706 at 202.15 miles per hour and earned his very first NHRA Wally and victory. It was also his first career race with Vance and Hines, and the young standout put on a marvelous performance, qualifying number one. He set the track record in the process. He knocked off Ron Torno in the first round, then he beat his teammate Eddie Kraywick in the second round, and then he defeated Gianna Evaristo to reach the final round, making the quickest pass of each session before finishing the job in the finals. And what a great race there for Gage Herrera. Now, courtesy of Fox Sports and the NHRA, here's what Gage had to say after the race on Sunday.
He has a 4/100th of a second advantage as they get past 1,000 feet. The wind light comes on for Gage Herrera. Unreal. 6.706, 202 miles an hour.
Gage, we just heard Andrew Hines say how he saw something special in you when he was watching at home in the U.S. Nationals. In November, he called you and asked you to join Vance and Hines. 4 months later, you were holding a Wally. How surreal is this moment?
I never thought this would be possible, honestly. I mean, I'm lost for words. I mean, I got to give up the whole Vance and Hines mission team, Suzuki team. I mean, big thanks to Andrew for seeing, you know, what he did in me, and this is a special one. You know, it was a special weekend for me, and I hope there's more to come. And man, it's unreal. I gotta thank everyone and all my friends and family back home, watching and cheering me on all weekend. So this is for them. Thank you.
All right, there again. That's Gage Herrera, winner of the Pro Stock Motorcycle Race there Sunday at Gainesville. Now we also caught up with him in the media center after the race on Sunday. Here's what Gage had to say.
We're joined in the media center by our Camping World Series Pro Stock Motorcycle winner here at the 54th Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals, the kickoff to the 2023 NHRA Camping World Series season. Gage was the number one qualifier, and in his first race for the legendary Vance and Hines team, he set the track speed record, was low every round, and marched on to victory with wins over Ron Torno, Eddie Kraywick, Gianna Evaristo, and in the final round took down Angie Smith. Gage, on the pre-race stage, you were posed with the question, could you get this job done in your first race for Vance and Hines? The evidence of the Wally right there with you. Now that you've gone through the experience, though, what was it like racing for Vance and Hines and winning the Gator Nationals?
Racing for Vance and Hines, I mean, it was a dream. But being able to work with them, you know, they're an awesome team to work with. You know, they helped me out a lot as far as being comfortable on the bike, and it's showing. You know, I'm lost for words. I mean, I took every round, you know, one step at a time, and just out there having fun, and I still can't believe I'm holding this Wally.
We're going to open it up to members of the media. Questions for Gage Herrera, the newest winner in the NHRA Camping World Series, starting off with Bobby Bennett from CompetitionPlus.com.
By Andrew Hines and Eddie Kraywick, and then you have to end up facing Eddie Kraywick. What was that moment like? I mean, what were the feelings going through when you had to race him?
I mean, obviously you never want to race your teammate, but that right there, it was a lot of pressure on my shoulders. You know, he's one of the greatest out here, and to not only be teammates, you know, it's a big deal to me to be teammates with Eddie Kraywick, but to line up next to him, it was definitely a lot of weight on my shoulders, and unfortunately, you know, I was hoping it would have been in the final, but, you know, it's not how the cards played this weekend. But getting to race him, that's a big deal, because I grew up watching him, Andrew, you know, go back and forth on the Harleys, and to be able to race him, that was a big deal to me.
As a follow-up, did you use any of his advice and instruction that he gave you against him?
No, not really. Honestly, Eddie went out. Eddie actually said, "Just go out there and do you." And he said that he felt like he was gonna be in trouble, but and that made me feel good, you know. And just like I said, just to be able to race Eddie and to be at this level with all these great competitors, I mean, it's awesome.
Next question for Gage. We'll go with Jack from Cycle Drag. Jack.
Thank you very much, Gage. You told us yesterday. Terry say anything to you after the win, and if so,
Actually, I haven't seen Terry yet. I've seen him out there each round, and he just kept saying, do what you're doing, and keep making me proud. So that right there, I mean, having those words come out of Terry's mouth, you know, that's I can't even explain it, how it makes me feel, you know, to be out here and make Terry happy and the whole Van Science Mission Suzuki team. It's a big deal to me.
Next question for Gage. Chris Bishop.
Gage, in 4 months, realistically, you've gone from relatively unknown to now a superstar today. I mean, with the audience that we've had over the last couple of days, almost everybody knows your name now. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel, I mean, I can't explain it. You know, I mean, if you would ask me the end of last season, you know, if I was going to be racing the Gator Nationals and not alone, you know, be on Vance Hines, you know, I would have probably said no. Because, you know, I was just out there having fun last year, and I didn't expect nothing out of it, you know. And so to be out here in front of all these fans and end up on top, I can't put it into words, honestly. It's an amazing feeling, and, yeah, I'm really happy.
Is this more fun?
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun.
Kevin McKenna, did you have a question? NHRA National Dragster.
Sure. Of all the other racing you've done on motorcycles, have you ever had this big an advantage as you had today? Pretty much had the field covered by almost
a 10. No. I mean, as Jack knows, I run a Nitrous Pro Street bike normally. That's basically what I used to run all the time. And I've qualified, I think, the best third, but I'm usually about a 10th and a half behind, so I'm used to being the underdog. So coming here and, you know, having a decent advantage on the field, it was definitely a different feeling. I've never been in that situation, and to be there and basically to repeat like a bracket bike was a big thing to me. You know, just hitting my shift points, going A to B straight, you know, it's that right there was a big accomplishment to me, and yeah, ended up good.
Next question, Dujane, did you have a question? Okay, Mighty Mac, question.
It means the world to me, you know. I mean, for many years, I've sat on the couch with my grandfather, my dad. My grandfather raced back in the day with the Angulas and Austins, and to be the one to continue the name and to hold this Wally, I mean, it's a dream come true. You know, I've always wanted to race pro stock, but I really didn't see it in my future. And to be here to do this, I mean, it's really amazing.
Gage, congratulations on your win at the 54th Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals. Oh, wait, one more. Since you thought you could win your first race, can you win the championship in your first season?
I wouldn't go that far. You know, there's very tough competitors. You know, everyone, Matt Smith's on Suzuki now, and he always gets a game plan and, you know, is out there and it's going to be hard. So we're going to go for the championship like everyone else, but it's going to be a tough season with Chase Van Sant out here and, you know, Richard. I think it's going to be a really good season. Chase had a good outing on his rookie season as well. So I think it's going to come down to the young guns this year.
Go celebrate. Congratulations, Gage Herrera, your Pro Stock Motorcycle winner.
Thank you.
And there you go. That's Gage Herrera, winner of the Pro Stock Motorcycle class there Sunday at Gainesville Raceway. Now, the Pro Stock Motorcycle point standings look like this. Gage Herrera is out front now with 128 points as the class leader. And second is Angie Smith with 94 points. Third is Chase Van Zandt with 82 points. Gianna Ivarsto is fourth with 74 points. Matt Smith is fifth with 57 points. There's a tie for sixth between Eddie Craigwick and Ryan Ayler. Eighth is Joey Gladstone. Ninth is Steve Johnson, and rounding out the top 10 is Chip Ellis. Now, to see the full results and listen to the driver interviews from the media center, be sure and check out my website, racedaysa.com. You can also go to nhra.com for more additional coverage as well. Now, the NHRA Camping World Drag Racing Series will return to action with the NHRA Arizona Finals on March 24th to 26th, which is going to be the final race at Wild Horse past Motorsports Park in Phoenix. Unfortunately, that track is going to be closing down, and it's sure, I hate to see that. It's a very nice facility out there. We sure hate to see these drag strips closing, especially after Houston Raceway or Houston Motorsports Park closed this past year. And we saw the last race there in 2022 there in April at the Spring Nationals. So that about wraps up the NHRA update. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you keep checking back here at RaceDaySA.com and TrackSmackRadio.com for more NHRA updates. I'm going to try to update these, have these updates after each race weekend. And be sure and check out our coverage at RaceDaySA.com for Race Day San Antonio. And on behalf of Dawn and I, we appreciate all the listeners listening to our podcasts and shows. And hope you everyone has a great weekend. And stay tuned.
RaceDaySA.com's NHRA Weekly Update, hosted by Mike Hay. Make sure to invite people to visit both RaceDaySA.com and TrackSmackRadio.com.